and Steve.
Number one in Newcastle.
With McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the...
Wait a second. What's today's date?
March 17.
Okay, scrap the normal opener, please. Let's run with this one.
Fiddly-dee.
Ah, to be sure, to be sure. Live from the Northern Star Hotel in Hamilton. And using St. Pat's Day as any excuse to visit the pub.
Come down and party with us. Woo!
This is Tanya and Steve.
Hello. Hello. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We just haven't got here. We haven't gone home. We thought we'd come down and start last night,
I know.
Still here.
Yep, well, feels like it, doesn't it?
A little bit. Hey, Rise. Good morning, everyone.
How are we all?
Yeah. We're doing good. It's Patrick's Day. We've got a big day today. We're going to the footy tonight. It's a Patrick's Day.
I know.
Today, celebrating at the Northern Star.
And we're all in our greens.
Yeah, well, there's good green as I can get.
Well, that's all right, as long as it's green.
Yeah.
You and Rise, you were kind of that murky green.
Yeah, murky. I like murky.
Yeah.
Yours is like fluoro green.
Yep.
And the cord cap kind of thing. Love
it. Yep, yep, yep. So the idea is that you can come down and you can have a beer and a barbecue breakfast with us.
Yeah.
And get you St. Patrick's Day kicked off.
Because who doesn't want to have a couple of Guinness before bloody going to work?
Well, that bloke,
it's just a standard thing. There's already a few here.
There are a few Guinness around already.
And don't blame us if it's a Melbourne Cup sort of thing and a few don't turn up, all right? It's not our fault. We just came down here to celebrate it.
It's funny, though. I've been coming to the Northern Star for years St. Patrick's Day.
I mean,
20 years.
I remember when we were sitting in a car park.
Yes.
Where we are now used to be a car park if you haven't been here for a while, and now it's a great outdoor area.
Yeah, so it's funny how attitudes have changed, though. I remember people back then would basically come here for breakfast, have a belly full of beers and go to work.
Yes.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
You can only have one and maybe go to work.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Silly.
Times have changed for the worse.
The entire country is going down the gurgler as far as I'm concerned. And St. Pat's Day. I remember you and I running into each other with Michael, and I'm talking a long time ago around this area, where they shut off the street for St. Pat's Day.
They
bans the whole thing. It was massive.
Yeah, it's a shame we've lost that side of it, haven't we?
Bloody COVID.
Yeah, well.
Before
that even. Yeah. But doesn't matter because it's all happening right here at the Northern Star.
That's right.
So yes, come down and celebrate St. Patrick's Day here.
Now, as an Irish citizen, you get to have the first Guinness.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Because you're a citizen. It's your honour.
All right.
Because you're married into the country. Well played.
I know.
Well played. Did you line them on a dartboard and go, what country could I marry into, and then find out the drinking record?
Pretty much. Which citizen could I club over the head and drag to the altar?
Why not?
She's not joking.
What's it like in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day? Is it just, do people go to work is it just insane?
I've only been there for one St. Patrick's Day. There's some people here that we can ask what it really is like. I don't know, whether they're doing the big parade like they used to. I don't know whether the Liffey's turning green. I'm not sure.
Well, your husband Michael's over there for sadder reasons, of course, watching out for his mum who's not doing well. But I did wonder about that.
Yeah.
Because you were saying COVID's a bit strong over there at the moment.
COVID's horrendous over there.
We don't hear about it, do we?
It's like going through my family again over there like fire.
Yeah.
And the hospitals are overwhelmed. But anyway,
what a day not to have green masks.
Exactly.
So true. Well, you can come and join us, celebrate St. Patrick's Day this morning. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock. Let's get things underway. Here's Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. Tanya and Steve live this morning from the Northern Star Hotel. It's your authentic pub right in the heart of Hamilton. Come and join us this morning.
There's mobility solutions in store or to your door.
Tanya and Steve's.
I've
heard
the thousands of people
who got
me. But yeah,
I heard that, Steve.
Tanya and I just looked at what we were doing because we're on a different position, so we see it for our on the line, and we're doing the same story, but it grabbed my eyes straight away.
It's funny because we usually like to surprise and delight each other at this particular point in the show. There's no surprising or delighting, but
I'll
can
be surprised.
Talk about it. You will. Well, you tell him.
No, you.
All right.
I want to hear from Tanya.
I told you.
She's better with the details normally, Steve, with stories.
No, it's not better. I don't care.
No, but remember COVID and we were all looking down at Victoria going, oh, my God, imagine living under Dan Andrews right now.
Yeah.
And then we saw news stories where people were living in car parks in Byron Bay and trying to get across the border into Queensland.
And we thought that the Premier of Queensland was a Nazi.
We did. Yes. But
we didn't want any part of it, did we?
No. But we assumed, because of what we were led to believe at the time, that if anyone was leaving their state, it was Victorians migrating to Queensland.
That's what we thought. But however,
today we find out that, yeah, there is one state where thousands of residents have abandoned and they're living in other places, namely Queensland, but Western Australia copped a few as well, and it's New South Wales.
Wow.
Well, piss off, because
we don't want you.
We don't want you here. And they're going to Queensland, right? They're going to Queensland to get into the warmth. Well, we've got 3 days of 32 degrees, so the joke's on them, Tanya.
Absolutely.
Never liked them. Glad to see the back of them.
Exactly.
But isn't that weird? Three times as many New South Wales residents have left the state compared to Victoria.
That's a lot.
It's a massive amount. Yeah,
but, you know, hey, both of you and I these days love Queensland as well. We go up there for, and we come back and go, pretty good up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go for the heat. God, not the weather.
Do you reckon a lot of them are Sydney-siders too? Because Sydney is such a hard city to live in.
I think it's all over. You're probably right. I mean, just pure population would be Sydney people.
Well, when
it's
down, some of the, Steve's right. Well, they were a lot of Sydney, but they were off the land as well.
Yeah, right.
People abandoning smaller towns.
Yes.
And going, just going, oh, bugger it. Just go and live on the beach and be a bum.
There you go.
Why not? It sounds pretty good to me.
That's third on my life plan.
Go live on the beach.
Yeah, it's like live under a bridge somewhere, maybe, right? But, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you talk to people who do sea changes, I know we've both got mates who have just stopped, packed up and moved, some interstate, some to other countries.
Yeah.
It's a gutsy thing to do.
Particularly when you've been established. I think it's an easy thing to do when you're young.
Yeah. Or a bum.
Or a bum.
Yeah.
Or a bum.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Young or bum, off you go.
But once you've had kids or you've established some sort of working pattern.
Yes.
That's gutsy. When Mike and I met, that was the biggest fear because he came out here, knew nobody, had no friends.
Yeah.
Neddy no friends, I'd taunt him.
And you know, as you can see if you're a regular listener to the show, Tanya was equally as supportive of her husband as she has often of me on the show.
There you go.
Are you all right, Michael? Neddy no friends?
Some of his friends are here this morning, I think.
They are. He's got lots of friends now.
Yes,
and Michael's not here.
Yes. Hasn't he got lots of friends? He's been here now how long?
20 years.
And there's his friend now. Hi, Mick.
G'day, Mick. All right, come
Isn't
and join
nice
us this
Mick
morning.
Here?
We're at the Northern Star Hotel. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock. Come and grab
Michael's
a free
friend.
Brekkie and also a pint on us, celebrating St. Patrick's Day today.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and save up to $100,000 with the McDonald Jones huge house and land sale on now.
Turn it up loud because Tanya and Steve are here with Triple M Breakfast.
Tanya, an insight into the dating world in 2023.
You won't believe from dating sites how many D-pics go around.
How many what?
D-pics.
Oh, doodle pics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the word I didn't want to say on the show, Tanya. I wasn't trying to dodge dick. I was trying to dodge doodle.
We'll hear more about unsolicited penis portraits soon, but first, Tanya's home alone this week and feeling a bit uncomfortable.
So I'm now sleeping with downstairs lights on, stair lights on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, grow up.
Might be ridiculous to you, but Energy Australia's loving you.
Oh, yeah, wait till you get your bill.
Now, in a very platonic, matey way, do you want to come and stay at my house for a little while?
In a very platonic, matey way, Tanya, I've been single for 8 months. So I wouldn't trust myself.
Yeah, Michael's already doing tough enough. He's not at home. You'd have to see Steve muscling in on his territory.
You hear creaking and bumping, I'd lock the door.
Okay, but I'd risk that.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Well, I'm there, mate. Don't worry about that. I can't wait until the morning, though, when you actually say, Steve, I love you, but I was suggesting that you'd be in Lorcan's room.
Let's stay on the sleeping train and hear why apparently women need more sleep than us blokes.
We need more sleep than men. We need at least 8 to 10, and men can get away with less than women.
Yeah.
It's just the way
beauty
it is.
Beauty sleep.
Yeah. That beauty sleep, is that what it is?
Because apparently you
what,
make...
for the men or the women?
Apparently you make everything you need. It's connected to your testicles.
I'm going
to
remember that next time I'm having one of those shocking nights. Come on, Steve, think about your testicles.
Come on, testicles, work better, work harder.
You know, it's not long now, we've got to get up.
Tanya, can we please move north on the body and hear about what's happening with Steve's surfer's ear? Because a doctor suggested a couple of solutions to help keep water out of said ear.
And he said, what about a shower cap?
What's wrong with a shower cap?
I have no hair.
I know.
A man has to have standards. So,
don't do it.
You've got to have some self-respect. It's like a shower cap in the shower. Don't you dare buy me a floral one.
It's a floral one with pink flowers. Those plastic ones stuck all over it.
Oh, that was the other thing. There are bathing caps you can wear swimming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Swimmers
You'd look
wear
like
them.
Ian Thorpe in the ocean.
No, mate, no. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
The after.
I would look like Auntie Joan.
We are out of the Triple M studios this morning, and wait a second, where are we again, Tanya?
We are celebrating at the Northern Star Hotel. Hey, Steve, what do you call an Irish spider?
I don't know.
A Paddy Longleg.
Stop it! Oh, she's here all day, folks. Try the veal.
Hey, we're also going to the footy tonight with the Knights taking on the new Redcliffe Dolphins. And just this week, we learned something new about our tech expert, Trevor Long.
I don't want to break you. I'm a Dolphins fan.
Oh, yeah? How come? Why did you jump on the...
I grew up in Redcliffe. Yeah, and so when they got a team, I thought, I've got to jump on here.
What?
Trevor.
Wow.
Trevor,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
I grew up in Redcliffe.
Humpy Bong State School.
Scarborough State School.
Yeah. I went to the same school as the Bee Gees, so come on.
I went to the same school as my sister. Just shut up.
Tanya told me this week Steve committed a fashion faux pas at a fancy supercars event over the weekend. This is how she described his get-up to me.
He was dressed like he was going to chop wood.
But look, Steve wanted to hear exactly what was said.
What did she say, Rise?
She told me that you went to the supercars fancy function on Saturday and didn't wear the appropriate clothing.
Well, you didn't, remember? Everybody else was in white and looking windswept and interesting.
And you look like a lumberjack.
Seriously. No, you know what? I'm not going to argue with T today.
But he's a lumberjack, but he's okay.
That's right. It's true.
Works all night, plays all day.
That's right.
Does, yep.
I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
Tanya and Steve were reminiscing about COVID times during the week and were quite keen to point out that I was the government's number one sheep. Number one rule follower.
We suddenly knew what the word growler meant because we were going to pubs and taking growlers home.
I loved watching how angry people got about that guy eating kebab with his mask off.
On the bench.
Risey was going to drive to Melbourne and punch him.
Yeah. You did get angry
about it. Look at this guy. Who does he think he is?
I swear, you lost the plot.
Yes, I did.
Make sure you stay in your LGA too, Steve.
It's like
I'm spreading your COVID over my way.
You would literally.
Bring it to Lake Macquarie.
You're LGA.
You're LGA, and you'd walk up, g'day, Rosie. You vaxxed? Are you vaxxed?
Lucky I didn't shoot you.
LGA. Oh, no. The best one, though, okay, when it was you can't go 5Ks, like you say, 5Ks from your door.
Yeah.
So a guy disconnected his door and carried it with him.
And finally, can we please hear how Steve blew Tanya's mind this week with an insight into the crazy world of online dating?
A couple of single mates have said you won't believe from dating sites. How many D-pics go around?
How many what?
D-pics.
Oh, doodle pics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the word I didn't want to say on the show, Tanya. I wasn't trying to dodge dick. I was trying to dodge doodle.
They're not attractive.
I know. Thank you. I can't agree with you more.
God, send me a photo of your coffee machine. That'll get me going.
Jeez, I was really scared when you went cold.
No,
it was like, I think you're misunderstanding what a doodle is, mate.
Thank God you said coffee.
No, but I mean, that is not going to get you across the line. A photo of it. Coffee machine, your puppy dog.
Seriously, the last thing in my mind will I know how I'm going to win her over.
Yeah.
Click.
Nah, sheets with 1,000 thread count.
Yeah.
Winner.
There you go. And the only one time I did it, it was bloody winter.
And that was Rosie's Rewind.
This is Tanya and Steve. It's Triple M.
Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M 654. This is Tanya and Steve live from the Northern Star Hotel. Come on down, grab some pints of Guinness, grab a free brekkie. The kids and the babies have just arrived.
I know.
Hey,
hello.
Hey.
G'day, kiddies.
Kids. Just one Guinness each, all right? There you go. Oh, gee, they'll out drink us all. One each, you kids.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Don't like when they're greedy.
What a clever thing to do.
Bring them down for brekkie.
Bring them down for brekkie before school. Well done, mums.
Yeah. Well played.
Love that.
That is not your real beard, young man. That is not your real beard. You're not fooling me.
Speaking of drinks, I think, what have we got here?
Is this the Irish Viagra, is it?
Jerry, our producer, coming over from the bar. With some green drinks.
There's a whole bunch of drinks in front. What have you got to sip one, take another, or what's going on there?
So these are different whiskies.
Oh, right.
Tullamore, Jameson.
Okay.
And the final one is Glendalough.
Well, you know, neither of us had a good sleep last night. Good work, but... Irish Viagra. Hang on, look, I'm going to...
Can you give one of those things a try?
I'll just have a sip. Hang on a minute.
Yeah. Do we know what's in this?
No. When have I ever asked?
All we know is it's called the Irish Viagra.
And it's a fluoro green cocktail.
Yeah.
All right, you try it, Steve.
I'll try first sip. Hang on. Oh.
Oh.
There we go.
It does work.
It works.
Good as gold. All righty.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. Now I've got somewhere to rest it.
Steven,
there's children around
at
the pub.
There's no kids here, mate. They've all got green beards.
Oh, yeah, sorry. They're adults.
They're all about 30. Okay, T, what do you think?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I love that, actually.
It is good, isn't it, to sit all day and drink lime cordial.
Can I try one of these things?
It does taste like lime cordial. I reckon it's got a... Risey's about to have a crack. And...
That's delicious.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this is uncomfortable.
How come I don't get a whistle?
Because
I'm
going to
try it again.
I'm telling you why, because there's no sound effect for what happens to you.
Oh, my God. I think we should move right along after that.
It's your mind's not mine. Stating facts.
Well, come
on down. It tastes like lime cordial tea.
It does.
It's beautiful.
But I bet you it's got a bit of a kick, don't you reckon?
No doubt. That's what I mean. You drink it all day going, like it.
Nothing in them.
All right, line up for the lime cordial, kiddies.
We're here this morning. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock. Come and grab a free brekkie, grab some Guinness. Free, everything's free on Tenure and Steve this morning at Triple M. We're live from the Northern Star Hotel.
Here in Steve's $1,000 Minute.
We're on the radio. Oh, sorry, they're supposed to do that, are they?
Yeah, they are. Excuse me. The Irish Viagra's got me.
All right, $1,000 minute, of course. We always, when we go outside, do a show, as we are from the Northern Star here, we just grab someone from the crowd, and that's what we've done today. Hello, Mick.
Hello, how are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.
Hang on a minute.
And everybody listening?
I think he's Irish,
too. I've got an Irishman here.
And just remember, you don't have to be Irish to enjoy St. Patrick's Day.
Totally agree with you.
Hey, Mick, Steve was asking me before, what's it like in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day? I've only been there once. You spent a few before you came out here.
I left Ireland in 85, but when I was a kid, it was a holy day of obligation, right?
Mm.
And that meant all the pubs were closed.
It went, really?
Yeah. Like, you had Good Friday, Christmas Day, and Paddy's Day. All the pubs closed. You had to go to Mass. And the only place you could get a drink was in the RDS in Dublin, which is the Royal Dublin Showground.
Right.
And they used to have the dog show on there. And every Dubliner loved the dog in St. Patrick's Day. It was the only place you could get a drink.
That's funny. Yeah. When did they start opening the pubs?
When tourism kicked off in Ireland.
Yeah.
Like, we never had tourism, you know?
Yeah.
It's a change we didn't get on with ourselves, let alone anybody else.
Come over here and be bombed.
Yeah.
All right. I've got to give you the rules for this, Mick. Got to take your first answer that you give. We can see that you can't cheat, so I won't worry about that one. And pass, though, if you don't know it straight up, T can get back to it. $1,000 at the end of it for you. You ready to go?
I'm good to go, mate.
Let's go, Mick.
All right, Mick. St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country?
Ireland.
If I'm sick, I am what colour around the gills?
Green.
Name two green vegetables.
Broccoli and beans.
What colour do we associate with St. Patrick's Day?
Green.
Apparently leprechauns hide pots of what at the end of a rainbow? If I'm good at gardening, it's said I have a what colour thumb?
Green.
If I'm jealous, you could say I'm what colour with envy?
Green.
Name a green fruit.
A green fruit?
Yes.
Apple.
You play lawn bowls on a bowling what?
Green.
And for $1,000, Lucky the Leprechaun is the mascot of which NBA team? Is it the Chicago Bulls or the Boston Celtics?
It's the Boston Celtics.
There you go.
Woo-hoo!
Nick from Dublin, now known as Hamilton.
So hard. Where did you get those questions?
Wish I was playing $1,000 Man today.
I'm worn out after that, mate.
The worst place you could have won $1,000 cash is at a pub surrounded by people.
Oh, yeah, and now they're all my mates.
Yeah, they are. Congratulations.
Good on you, Mick.
$1,000 cash. Good on you, Mick.
But I'm going to share it with my mate Barry.
Oh, why? Barry doesn't deserve
it. Ah, he does. Yeah.
Came down Barry's swearing at you, Tanya, right now.
Barry, it's a family show, none of that.
There you go. 995 for Mick and five for Barry.
Good on you, Mick. I'll hit Barry up for a drink. Tanya and Steve have got
the good news. Yeah, we like to hear from you. Give us a call, whatever good news is going on in your life.
And it's Pi Day Friday, so that means everybody rings up and tells us about their good news, whether it's family, friends, jobs, kids, whatever it is. You get a six-pack of Miller's Pies.
1-3-3-5-3, give us a call right now and give us some good news.
I got some great news, T.
What's that?
Well, it is topic of the last month.
Yeah.
I refinanced my mortgage yesterday.
Cool.
And the guy that I talked to who in the back of the caravan who I was sent to said I only have to pay it back by the end of the month.
Excellent. Woohoo.
But he gave me a 2% rate.
Oh, that's like, I don't know what to say. Okay. There might be men with cement shoes looking for you.
It's a good rate.
Well, give us a ring if you've got similarly good news. We want to hear from you.
1-3-3-5-3. We're having a little bit of problems with the phones down here, Tanya and Steve, because we are from the Northern Star Hotel. We might have Andrew.
Yep.
We've got Andrew on the phone.
Hey, Andrew.
How are we doing, guys?
Very well. What's your good news?
Our house has finally completed the building.
Oh, fantastic.
Didn't hear that.
His house is finally built.
Oh, after how long, Andrew?
It was supposed to be done September last year.
Oh, gosh. So they're about 6 months behind.
Yes.
What held it back? Yeah, well, true.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a six-pack of Miller's Pies for you, Andrew. Enjoy.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
I could pass on the number to the guy I got the remortgage with, if you like, too, mate. Very good interest rate if you could pay it back.
Good on you, Andrew.
All right, I'll look after you.
We've got Trish here, Tennessee.
Hey, Trish.
Hi.
What's the good news, Trish?
Well, it's my birthday, and I'm 60.
Oh, you're 60 on St. Patrick's Day. Congratulations.
I'm a St. Patrick's Day birthday, and that's how I got my name.
You know, this is a wild guess. I reckon your birthday's on St. Patrick's Day every year.
Have you got a little bit of Irish in you?
My grandmother and my mother's side is Irish.
Everyone's got a bit, they say.
So glad she didn't say no, but I'd like to.
We've got a six-pack of Miller's Pies for you as well.
All right, let's go to, I believe it's Nicole here, Tanya and Steve.
Okay, hello, Nicole.
Hello.
What's your good news?
My son's coming home after 4 years in the USA.
Oh, wow. That is massive.
Why has he been over there for so long?
He's been over there because he's on a golf scholarship.
Fantastic. So he's coming home. He must be really talented, Nicole.
Yes, he is. He goes professional golf this year. He goes to Melbourne. And then he'll go from there, hopefully, with a few PGAs for Newcastle.
That's amazing. Good things, too. He can afford to pay you some board for a change.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, he can start paying.
What's his name, Nicole, so we can look out for him?
Joshua Stiggs.
Joshua Stiggs is going to be making waves from Newcastle.
Must
love
be
that.
Very proud.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Six-pack of Miller's Pies for you too, Nick.
Good on you, Nick. We're going to wrap it up. We've been trying to find the name of this person, but I don't know who it is. Triple M, who's this?
Hello, my name is Tony.
Hey, Tony, how you going? What's the good news for Tanya and Steve?
We're going away for the weekend, and we've just been told that we're going to be grandparents again.
You're going to be grandparents again. Congratulations.
Yep.
How many you got now?
Three.
Three grandkids.
Three. Does it get a little bit boring after having so many? Tony,
no,
every,
no.
Every, still
this
beautiful.
One might be a different sex. We've got three girls.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's always good to have one smelly grandchild.
Well, good luck, and you can take a six-pack of Miller's Pies with you for the weekend. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're good welcome.
On
you, mate.
Well done, Tony. Miller's Pies there at Shortland Archie Warners Bank, Cardiff. Thanks for jumping on board Miller's Pies every Friday, getting a stack to give away to everyone who gets on air.
It's amazing, and we're hearing it each week, you know, and I've actually had this chat with friends. A lot of people who had kids younger are now becoming grandparents younger.
Yeah.
A real thing going on, isn't it?
Got a bit more energy.
That dotty grandparent we used to imagine back when we were kids is a different kettle of fish now.
100%.
They can walk.
Yeah.
With unassisted.
What? True. It's 7:15. Tenure and Steve, this is Triple M live from the Northern Star Hotel this morning.
Start your day off with Tenure and Steve.
And save up to $100,000 with the McDonald Jones huge house and land sale on now.
Turn it up, loud.
Yes, Risey, there is heaps of people here, isn't it? I think it's time to out Tanya.
Okay,
right.
A month ago, we all sat down and went to Paddy's Day's not far away. Tanya got very excited.
Yes.
She said, we should go to a pub, celebrate it all, and have a lot. And I went, that's all right, Tanya, we can do that. And now I know why.
Why?
So you didn't have to pay for your family barbecue.
Yeah.
That is true. There's a few family members here this morning, Tanya.
I'm with the auntie. Yeah. Get on this, cuz. Oh, here you're going everywhere. That, you are cheap.
Thank you.
It's like, I know, we'll get Triple M to pay for a big fee for my family.
Well played, Tanya.
Now, I reckon that's genius work. I'm very proud of you.
I know. It's usually the domain of the Scottish, isn't it? I've muscled in on that and it's working.
It's amazing. You've got family over, you've got a family that have moved over.
Yeah.
Like, it's really growing, isn't it?
Yeah.
A whole Irish settle around Newcastle.
Well, that's it. It is.
It's an invasion, I believe.
Pretty much. It's amazing, though, when you start talking to people, how many, we were talking to that last lady.
Yeah.
The claim that people have a bit of Irish in them, and it is multicultural round tonight at the Knights.
Yes.
So, quick round the room, what do you have in you?
Samoan.
You don't have Samoan.
All right, then. Look, I've got Indigenous, but what's really weird, there's Indigenous, but there's Irish.
Is there?
I know.
What a strange combo. It
means I can run fast and I'm funny. that's true. So, and I only found out the Indigenous 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But the Irish was always there. Remember we had the DNA thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
There was definitely the Irish in that too. But what's yours?
It's a bit of a mixed bag. Some Irish, some German, some, what's up the top there?
Yeah, wasn't it like one of the Nordic countries?
Yeah,
like a
Nordic.
Nordic.
One of the naughty ones. One of the naughty Nordic countries.
Yeah, it was, I can't remember now.
Yeah, I do remember you had something.
Swedish. Swedish, German, Irish,
That's a toughie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like Irish and German, so you're funny and cranky at the same time. and beautiful.
Oh, we are stereotyping this morning. Be careful.
Absolutely.
What
have you got in you, Ross?
I think mainly, from that ancestry DNA thing, there were a lot, but I think majority is Scottish, like Scotland background.
Okay.
Stuart's my surname.
That explains why we're always paying, Stephen.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Definitely. I'm not silly. I'm not a silly Scot.
You're a Stuart.
Yeah.
It was interesting, as you were saying, too, because we've seen it rolling around from the Knights who are doing their heritage.
Yeah.
You know, like they basically, if you haven't seen it, they come on and say their names, who they are, and what their heritage is.
Yeah.
It was really interesting to roll through, you know, 17 players and find out what it was.
Yeah.
Even Matt Croker yesterday talking to you guys with the Chilean background.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was the most... He was the most surprising, I thought.
Yeah.
Because the rest were a lot of Samoans, a lot of Kiwis, English, Welsh. But, yes, the Chilean was a bit surprising.
We do take for granted, you know, because we don't think about it enough, that we are the most multicultural country in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's everyone that's come here, short of the Indigenous who are here. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't... You could walk down the street and meet 15 different countries, couldn't you?
It's funny, since you've reminded me about your Indigenous mix, I remember seeing that photo of your dad, who was a football player for the Newtown...
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
He
was a football player for the Bulldogs back in the day.
Yes.
And, Steve, you look so much like
it's
him.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, you're right.
But it's only when you remind me, I can see that... Indigenous part of you.
Yes.
You know?
And proving that I got my football skills from my mother.
Yeah. It's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
All right, don't agree. You were supposed to be a supportive friend then.
Oh, yeah. It's 7:27. Make sure you come on down. Speaking of the footy, we've got some Knights tickets to go in the Tenure and Steve box tonight for Best Dress. This morning we'll award those after 8 o'clock today.
Perfect.
This is Triple M.
32,000 in the crowd in their opening game in Brisbane. Over 10,000 packed into a sold-out Redcliffe last weekend. Over 15,000 paid-up members. So strong support for the NRL's newest team at home. We'll get a sense of whether the Dolphins have really captured footy fans' attention tonight here in Newcastle. How many turn up to an away game? And there might be more than you expect. I've noticed over the last 2 weeks giving away footy tickets on Triple M across the day, there's already a pocket, or a pod if you like, of Finatics. That's the name for Dolphins fans. Right here in the Hunter.
I wasn't born into a team, so I'm just deciding the Dolphins are my team. So that's why I wanted to go.
Seeing the Dolphins in action, it'd be great.
You're not one of these Dolphin fans, are you?
Yes, I am. I come from Queensland.
Look, I don't want to tell you that my two kids are Dolphins fans, but that's what you get when you pick a cute animal to be your mascot, right?
So there's just a few who have decided the Dolphins are for them, whether it's Wayne or the Winds or the Finns or it's a fad after a fortnight of footy. Either way, I think we'll be surprised at how much support they have at the stadium this arvo. They won't outnumber the 20,000 odd Knights fans expected to turn up, but they'll make enough of a racket, especially if they do one of the more rowdy things Dolphins fans have already started. Instead of wearing the fins on their head, they're doing dolphin shoeies, or finnies, by tipping a beer into the big rubber cone hat and sculling out of that. So if someone gives you a fin tonight, Tanya and Steve, just check it's empty before you put it on your head, lest you be showered with mid-strength beer.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Good advice.
I love that. Finatics.
Finatics.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, JR. There's JR Spin on Sport. Here at thanks to All Steel Sheds. They take care of it all. Get real, get an All Steel Shed today.
Do you know, though, I'm curious, are there people, because you were my prime example, having grown up in Redcliffe, the home of the Dolphins.
Yeah, played for them.
Played for the Dolphins.
Again, like my mother, as I said earlier, but yeah.
You know, you haven't swapped teams.
No, and I can't.
You can't?
I even tipped the Knights.
There you go.
Heart says Knights, does it still?
Yeah, I've been here longer than there, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Yeah. But
you have actually now.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah. But are there people out there who have, like you heard one of those ladies, her kids are now Dolphin fans because of the animal. Mm. So is there anyone listening that has flipped teams, or are you a brand new Dolphin supporter?
Because I'm really curious too. That's a good question because, you know, when Melbourne started, how do they get all those fans they have now? They just came out of nowhere.
Exactly.
And I'm sure there's a lot of disgruntled Knights fans or whatever it is.
100%.
Let's go Dolphins.
Give us a ring if the Dolphins are your new team.
Yeah.
And it's Pie Day Friday. We'll give you some pies, but let us know.
I've got to be honest with you, T. I stuck with the Knights because of the silly hat.
you don't like the Dolphins.
And I hate the term fanatic as well.
Oh. Well, I think it's cute.
Fins up.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call right now. Are you on board the Dolphin train?
Yeah.
If you're a fanatic.
Fanatic.
For the Dolphins train.
Cal's on the phone. Have you jumped on board, Cal?
Oh, I'm a diehard bunny supporter, so when they beat the Roosters, they jump to number two so quickly, it's not funny.
Yeah. You know what? It is actually good to have that second team that's winning.
Yeah.
That's it. So no matter what, I think I'm in the clear this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're on fire.
I think you'll find that's another thing, too. We're saying about them, you know, people flipping to the Dolphins, but a lot of people will make them their second team, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sean Wayne's kicked them off beautifully.
There you go.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steve at Thornton and find out whether he is now on board the Finn train. G'day, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm on board, mate?
Bunny. I'm a bunny supporter, but I'm a good, big supporter of Wayne Bennett.
There'd be a lot of those, as we just said.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel your allegiances are being split then, Steve?
I'll have to go for both.
Yeah.
Another one.
Always the best bet. There's a lot doing it. The only other thing I find funny, and it rolls around on social media if you follow certain sites, always, right, and it doesn't matter. It could be overseas. It could be anywhere. There'll always be a random South fan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. 100%.
Here we are in the Vatican, and there's someone in a South jersey.
Tim's at Merriweather. Tim, are you a fanatic now?
I'm a Knights fan, but Dolphins are number two for me because I'm a Flipper fan as well.
Now, why are you a Flip fan, though?
It's difficult to talk. Love the ocean.
Okay. There you go. Just like the mascot.
Wasn't the answer I was expecting.
No, not at all, because I'm thinking, what's a flipper? And you're talking about the TV show, Tim?
Flipper the...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I can't lose tonight.
Well, that's a lovely way to look at it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Either way, you're going to be cheering on.
Yeah.
Whoever wins.
He loves the Dolphins because Flipper can talk.
That's
on
right.
Tim. He's got a six-pack of Miller's Pies for telling us you love Flipper.
Of course, for those who don't know what he was talking about, it was a TV show where a dolphin went, and here's the reality, dolphins don't do that.
What?
They don't make that noise.
What are you talking about? Of course they do.
Biggest lie since Mr. Ed.
Are you...
What?
Next
you're telling me horses can't talk?
Sorry, your eyes.
Yes.
Listen, if you start telling me that Sonny couldn't understand Skippy when he went...
Oh, what's that? What's that, Skip?
Phew.
What's that? We're at the Northern Star Hotel for St. Pat's Day, Skip.
Yes.
Oh, she can. There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
Classic. I mean, dolphins make a little bit of a noise like that.
Well, what do they do?
I don't know. I'm not a marine biologist. it's just that they were fake noises, but they're like Skippy.
Okay. Yeah,
hence, they haven't got that. Well, actually, there's something we'll see at the game tonight. The dolphin mascot.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what do you reckon? Could we run over it with our knight's horse?
Well, probably.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Great for the kiddies watching, getting traumatised in the crowd.
A little blood spilt before the game even starts.
Absolutely.
Peter will be on board in no time.
It's Tanya and Steve. We're going to speak to one of your family members down here very soon, Tanya. One of your aunties is here from Ireland.
Good Lord, which one? There's 20 of them.
We'll get to that next at Triple M's Eyes.
Well, considering the pub's half full of Tanya's family, we thought we'd at least get one on the show.
It is packed down here today,
yeah,
by the way.
It's been fun.
Come on down, grab a free brekkie, free pint of beer.
Shut up. Full.
Speaking of free, we're about to talk to a freeloader.
She's been
in Australia for about a month.
Yeah.
She's been staying with her son in Wickham, and she's my husband's aunt, and I have to say, she's our favourite aunt, and that's true. Auntie Rita, good morning.
Good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Very well.
Never mind her. Hello, Auntie Rita.
He knows you're single.
Yep. Yep. Wouldn't mind a few bank account statements. And now, you're going home Sunday. You've been out here a month. Okay, what's your favourite part about Australia? Have you been here before?
Have I been where?
Have you been here before?
I have. I've been here about 5 times.
Oh!
Yeah.
Old hand at it, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's almost a local.
Yeah.
But what do you love about Australia? Because you keep coming back.
I just love the heat.
She does.
Well, welcome to this weekend.
I know.
Absolutely. And I love the whole thing. The country is a beautiful country. I've been away with my son in, where was I?
Hunter Valley. Yeah.
And we did a lot of trips around. And I have to say, people say Ireland is beautiful. But the person that said that to me in Australia, I said, you have a beautiful country here.
Yeah.
The scenery, the weather, and everyone that I've met. Good day, darling. How are you? Have a nice day.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Very good.
She was telling me the other day that you reckon our shopkeepers, our retail assistants are more friendly than back home.
Absolutely.
So I find that, to me, the Irish are the friendliest people in the world. Maybe just not your circle, but you find that we're friendly here.
You are very friendly, yes.
Okay.
We were in Bunnings the other day, and when we were coming out, this guy who was very nice when we were walking in, is it Bunnings we were in?
Yeah, Bunnings.
He's paid to be
and
nice, Auntie
we
Rita.
Have a lovely day, darling.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I ask this? I've never heard of someone who's been on holiday in a country for a month going to a hardware store. They're like, what are we doing today? Bunnings.
They take it to the best places. I know.
Well, I've been loads of places. I've been in Hunter Valley.
You've been out to Port Stephens.
Port Stephens. I've taken a trip myself out to
Nobby's.
Beaches.
Yeah, she's gone to Nobby's.
Beach and Newcastle Beach. Yeah.
So basically within an hour of everywhere.
Well, you went to Sydney on the train the other day.
I did, yes. Had a great day in Sydney.
Yep.
Listening to music and there beside the Opera House, people in a group, you know, where you sit and watch a place.
Yeah.
Lovely, yeah.
You can just tell you just love it here.
I just love it.
Yeah.
So you're going to move out?
No, I have my two grandchildren live in London and my other grandchild lives in Dublin.
Right.
My son is out here, so he's able to come and see me, and I'm able to go and see them.
Yeah.
Oh, just pushing I could get a citizenship, that was all.
If you were at home today, what would you be doing for celebrating?
In Dublin?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, not a lot, but years ago in Dublin, my Patrick's Day was spent getting up probably about 8 o'clock in the morning, getting my daughter, who was an Irish dancer, into her Irish dancing costume. My son, who was also involved in different sports and things like that, they were both in the parades. My husband worked for Able Alarms. He used to have all the floats with the Disney things on.
Yeah.
And we used to go in and we'd be walking along the sides of the float so the people wouldn't pull off the bits and pieces on it. And
so,
yeah.
So the big parade goes on still, though? Because we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a funny thing now. It's going back a long time ago. A friend of mine, I went into the parade with him and his children. And I always go to a certain spot, and we were walking along, and all of a sudden we realised we were leading the parade.
Of course you were. Doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
There you go.
Well, we went to the parade every year. Yes. Yeah. And then the afternoon was probably spent in the pub.
Yeah.
Singing songs and the usual thing.
Yeah. No? Well, I can tell you this show, because it's St. Pat's Day, just hearing a female Irish voice has made my day.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a beautiful accent.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I was told that I'd have to put on my posh accent this morning by my son. I could say, how are you? How are you all doing?
Oh, I love it.
That's better,
Even better.
Yeah. Are you coming for a pint, you know? There's a great night on down the road there, you know?
Oh, my God, marry me. That's what I wanted to hear.
I know.
And well, now, if you could just do a bit of dancing without moving your arms, that'd be fantastic.
And I met Tanya when she came to Ireland, and I was at Tanya's wedding.
You were, too.
And I have to say, Tanya is one of the nicest person that I have ever met.
She's beautiful.
I say that all the time when people are listening.
She paid me to say that.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. Have a safe home on Sunday. And, happy St. Patrick's Day, Auntie Rita.
Yeah. Do you want me to do St. Patrick's Day for you?
Yeah, please.
I've got to say, your Auntie Rita was the first time we've ever done a show where about 15 people yelled out, please don't swear.
First time I've actually heard her.
Well, you see, my prayer is usually Jesus, Mary, and Holy Saint Joseph, and that's what my son said. Don't come up and say Jesus, Mary, and Holy Saint Joseph.
You've done it twice now, so there you go.
You just got blessed. How lovely is that?
I feel blessed.
So if you had a bit of Irish music now, we could have a Kaylee here.
Hey, Auntie Rita, it's shush time.
Gotta go to the ads. Tenure and Steve, Triple M.
But hurry, this huge house and land sale is for a limited time. Get started. Visit the McDonald Jones website to find your dream package today. Conditions apply.
Tanya and Steve's 5K payday.
All right, we have already locked Tanya away into a soundproof booth at the other side. She's also got earmuffs on.
Yes, she does.
She's come here. She's way away from us at the moment. And we've got Sharon from the crowd who happened to have bags because she's heading on a cruise rise.
Today.
When she leaves here. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Oh, mate, we're so jealous. Yeah, what a way to kick off your cruise day.
I know, just a little detour on our way to Sydney.
All right, well, if you get $5,000 to spend on that cruise, good times.
Oh, cocktails galore.
Oh, yeah.
General idea, though, right? She's just got to match those words.
Yeah, so Sharon's heard this in the car before. So five words, five responses. If Tanya's match yours, $5,000. That's how this thing works. Have we got the words there, Steve?
Here we go. Your first word, Sharon.
Okay.
Good.
Bad.
Wisdom.
Knowledge.
Stripe. I reckon that's a toughie.
Yeah.
Stripes.
Oh, I've got a few things.
What are you thinking? You can talk about it.
Flags. Stripes.
Mm.
Go with the first word, flags.
Flags. Flag. Okay, flags it is.
Stripey flags.
Scatter. Scatter.
Mess.
Oh. Yeah, okay, no, yeah. Well, don't, well.
You happy you to lock that one in?
Scatter. Throw. Mess. Throw. Scatter. Throw.
Sharon, have I mentioned this is a 5-minute segment?
Yeah, okay.
Scatter brains.
Yeah.
No, let me change the words.
Rosie.
Sorry.
What did I say? Miss. Yes.
Lock in
stick
mess.
With that, yeah.
Your last word, interesting.
Oh, my God. Is it easy?
Yeah, it's not an easy one.
Idea.
Idea.
Okay, so you've gone good, bad, wisdom, knowledge, stripes, flags, scatter, you've locked in mess. Interesting idea.
All right.
Let's get Tenya out of the toilet.
No, we can't, mate. Took so long ago in the news.
AKA the soundproof booth. Tenya's
walking
back.
I'm thinking about my
cocktail. I understand, Jared. And look, you know what? They were like, they were interesting words, though. Yeah, I know. Hey, T is back with us now. Hello, mate.
That took a while.
Yes.
I'm worried.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I wanted the Tenya Steve type question.
Okay, so we're not doing that.
All right, Tenya, okay. Let's see how we go. you have to look away. No giving your eye contact, young lady.
Yeah.
All right, none of those cheeky little things.
Yep.
All right, first word. Good.
Bad.
Wisdom.
Knowledge.
Stripes.
Ooh.
You're 2 from 2, by the way.
Oh, thanks for the pressure. Hang on. Did you say stripes?
Stripes.
With an S?
Yep.
So my first thought are pajamas, stars, flag, zebra. stripes. That's not easy, is it?
No.
One of those words you just said, Sharon mentioned.
Are you kidding me, Risey?
No pressure.
What is he doing?
No pressure. He's trying to win $5,000, Sharon.
You should have seen him when you're in the booth. He's sitting there suggesting words.
Oh, my God. I've just said the word, have I?
Maybe.
Now I'm
so stripes
nervous.
Is the word.
Stripes. Stripes. Flag. Stars. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned to Sharon, too, T. Probably time to mention to you. It's a 5-minute second.
I know. Flag.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Scatter.
Ashes.
Last word. Interesting.
Interesting? Interesting. I don't know. Tell me, Royce.
Sharon said idea.
Oh, idea.
You're 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
Where did we go? And you know what? I know where we went wrong because I saw Sharon go. Oh.
Yeah.
It was ashes, right? I said ashes.
She, slouched on scatter, I know. I watched it too.
Yeah.
How the hell you two said flags is beyond me.
Same.
That is the furthest away from stripes.
You didn't know.
You were looking at me, actually.
I was
watching
you. Waiting for you to give her a clue.
Again, Tanya and I would have won. I would have said zebra or something.
Well,
anyway.
Stripes, flag, or stars. They're the 2 things.
Sharon, you don't go away empty-handed. You're going on a cruise. Nick off. You took too long.
Hang on. I want to know what she said for...
Scatter.
Mess.
Oh, okay. Give you $100 to spend at a pub somewhere.
Yep.
How's that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe this one. Maybe the Northern Star even.
Have a great day. Have a great cruise. Thanks for having a crack at the 5K payday. It's back again next week. Same time, 8 o'clock. We give you the chance to win $5,000 every day. With Tenure and Steve's 5K payday.
What is it, 10:15?
Tenure and Steve's.
What are you looking at, mate?
Well, just on St. Patrick's Day, the usual figure for the consumption of pints of Guinness in Australia on any given day of the week, they reckon is around 175,000.
Okay.
That's not a big number.
Right.
And this is just pints of Guinness in Australia per day.
Pints, okay.
Today, though, they're expecting 1.4 million pints of Guinness to be sunk.
And that's a 10-year barbecue. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's people that probably don't drink it 360-odd days of the year.
No, Tanya.
And they'll just have...
Tanya, that's not only people that don't drink it, it's even people that don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you feel guilty.
100%.
You want a Guinness? Okay.
I know.
Now, you know my favourite hobby, of course, stand-up comedians, comedians of all sorts, but something surprised me this morning, because I just quickly, you know an Irish comedian from Accents. So I went looking for... maybe Irish comedians that you probably do know, T, but a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
Now, the first one, I know you know, but people... Graham Norton is Irish.
Yeah.
Okay. Dylan Moran, Irish. But here's one, and by the way, all of these people have played the Civic here in Newcastle.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But here's the one I went, what? And he was only at the Civic about 2 months ago.
Right.
Jimmy Carr is Irish.
Yeah, I knew that.
See, I knew you know it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No one would know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Not even a hint of an accent.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah, Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
Like Irish. What the hell?
Well, I don't know what to say to you. Did mind blown, Stephen.
Total mind blow. I had no idea. He doesn't. Maybe he's embarrassed. He doesn't mention it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the embarrassed Irish.
He never mentions it, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No accent. Oh, he's lying.
You can't get over this, can you, Steve?
I seriously can't. I'm still in shock and I found out at 6 a.m.
Jimmy Carr Irish. Who knew? Who knew? Come on down, say hello. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock this morning, the Northern Star Hotel. Brekkie, pints of Guinness on us. Contribute to the parts of the 1.4 million pints that are going to be drunk today across
Even if you don't
Australia.
Like it.
Even if you don't like it. It's Tenure and 25, Triple M, Tenure and Steve live this morning. We're out of the studio. We're at the Northern Star Hotel for St. Patrick's Day. Coming down, get a free pints of Guinness. We're putting on Brekkie as well for everyone. It's packed down here.
Tenure, is there any reason why you brought my mate of 20 years, Filthy, to the show?
Filthy Phil, because Filthy Phil is part...
What have I said about bringing Filthy Phil?
Sorry, but he's part of the St. Patrick's Army, St. Patrick's Day Army, and we need to find out more about this group of merry men. Hello.
There they are. They're in the background. They're over there.
You can hear them there, mate. All right, fill us in, Phil. How did it start?
Obviously, 20 years ago it started. Yep. There was four of us at MJ Finnegan's.
Yeah.
Our first little dare was to drink 24 pints of Guinness from the day, so from 10 a.m, and we accomplished that at 10 p.m. was the 24 pints of Guinness down.
I don't know whether we should be encouraging this kind of thing, Filthy Phil. And then
legendary behaviour, Phil.
So it started there, but you've been here for 15 years.
That's correct. We've been here for 15 years now, and we're growing bigger and stronger and stronger.
Okay. So is it like St. Pat's? That's it. How many members now?
I've lost count.
Oh, wow.
So it started with four and now you've lost count. That's amazing.
Yell out if you're part of the St. Patrick's Day Army. Okay, there's a few.
No wonder he's lost count. That's amazing. And do you get together any other days or is it just St. Pat's Day?
Sorry?
Just St. Pat's Day or any other day?
No, just St. Pat's Day.
Okay.
I love things like that. It's traditions.
And you guys get shirts made every year.
Yeah, there's been told roughly about 689 of us in the Army.
689?
That is incredible. From four at MJ's.
So in 20 years, there's 600.
Wow. Wish I didn't quit 20 years ago now.
So you've started already, and I know that you're staying at the pub tonight.
Yep, that's correct.
And so what time do you finish up?
Probably 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Have you noticed, we've been talking, and of course with, you know, 10 years Irish family and things like that, what have you noticed about St. Pat's Day over the years? Has it waned a little bit? I mean, not COVID, obviously, but is it, you know, because we were saying there used to be street
blockages. Well, as you said before, Steve, they used to have the street blocked off from end to end. They had the fairs and everything, like you could eat, drink on the streets.
Yeah.
Such a shame.
And then
I think it is probably because of COVID, it just sort of backed off a bit.
Well, you know what?
But we try and encourage everyone to keep coming and going, hey, we're still here, we're still partying on, we're still representing and just going strong.
Yeah.
And each year it gets bigger and stronger every year.
Is there anyone with an Irish accent in the army?
Yes.
Ah!
Yes. There we go. Yep, we've got some Irish accent.
How about that? When we asked for members, we got a crowd roar. Irish accent.
Yes. Two.
Yes.
There are a few, but they're still in bed at the moment.
Okay. And do you? What is the entrance admission being? You must have Irish in you, or just like a Guinness?
All of the above.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
We're not discriminative.
They don't discriminate.
We know you can't see this guy. They've got jerseys.
Yeah.
They've got full jerseys.
Yeah. Every year we get a new jersey signed. We get sponsors every year, so we're doing
ours. Sponsors, Tanya. Sponsors.
We don't even have sponsors.
I know.
Yes, we do. McDonald Jones Homes. Thank you.
Well done, guys.
Sporting teams struggle to get sponsors.
We also sponsor and get raffles and donate for the Westpac Rescue is one of our ones. So
that's good for you guys.
Yeah, just clean that up, Phil.
Hey,
yeah. Hey, just got in time with that one, matey. Well played. That is a great thing, though, to be able to have all that fun and then give money to the Westpac Chopper, which we love. So that's good gear.
And
mate.
So membership open today if anyone wants to join?
Of course.
Okay. Come and see Filthy Phil here at the Northern Star.
Oh, hang on, what's your nickname today?
Lucifer. Lucifer today.
Lucifer on the
okay,
back.
Okay, they change it every year. All right, Lucifer.
Well,
thanks for
that. There you go. The Irish are proud and strong.
Yeah.
700 members by about an hour, I reckon.
Good on you, Phil.
Give him a round of applause. There
Thanks,
he
guys.
Is.
It's Tanya and Steve.
St. Patrick's Day Army.
Triple M. We're going to hit rewind on the week next. We'll do it in the next 10.
Tanya and Steve's Free Gig Friday.
Well, we are at the Northern Star Hotel, and just as we finish, they're going to be kicking off a huge day of entertainment.
Yes, so we're going to get a little snapshot of that in a tick.
We're saying hi to John O'Reilly. G'day, John.
G'day, guys. How you doing? All right?
Really well.
All right.
wonderful.
Are you going from 11 till 2 today?
11
right?
till 2, yeah.
So we thought we'd just get you warm up here on the show. How's that?
That's
all
right. Right.
Yeah. Who are you here with at 11? The Bald Fenian Men.
The Bald Fenian Men, yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit of a spoof on the Bald Fenian Men, which were warriors, soldiers,
yes.
You know.
Yes. Like, okay, so that's from 11. we've just got one bald Fenian Men right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he is bald, by the way.
All right. We've also got some
corporate
the last...
box tonight at the Dolphins. Yep. Two corporate box. We've got tickets to give away.
Yep.
If you want to call...
1-3-3-5-3 right now. After John performs, we'll give the last two tickets away.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see you at the box tonight.
1-3-3-5-3 if you want to go. Join us.
But, John, you want a bit of audience participation, don't you?
That would be fantastic. So, guys,
everybody,
what I'd like you to do is to... join in on the chorus for me, if you don't mind.
Okay, let's
now, the
do
chorus
it.
Is very simple. Can you say, yeah, yeah? Let's hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's a good start. So the rest of it is, yeah, yeah, yutin, doitin, dithidium, yutin, doitin, day, dithidium, doitin, dithidium.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
All right.
You can never do that unless you're traditionally Irish. It's not the song I'm singing. The song I'm singing today, guys, is called Go Lassie Go. It's a classic song written by the Scottish. But we actually stole it from them.
All right.
I like it already.
So the chorus is very simple, and it goes like this. Will you go? Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together. Can you sing that?
Yes.
Let's try that together before we get into it, right? You ready? Right. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together. Can you remember that? Now, if you all roared that out while we're singing the chorus, that would be so fantastic. It would really put a lot of good energy into the place, wouldn't you think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So here's the song. Who's heard the song before? It's a beautiful tune. I'll give you the nod.
Well, the summertime has come and the trees are sweetly blooming and the wild rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
You ready?
And we'll
go, lassie, go
to Powell Mountain time. All around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will be my love a bower. Young field, rotten fountain, and around it I will throw all the flowers from the mountain.
You ready, guys?
Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all to Powell Mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
I've got to be honest with you, fellas, that's not really the St. Patrick's Day kind of chorus. I want to hear some roaring there. Are you ready for this now? Have you ever been in an Irish pub? I'm doubting that. I'm really doubting it. You ready?
Will you go, lassie, go?
Oh, much better.
To Powell Mountain time, all around the blooming heather.
One more time.
Will you... together to Powell Mountain time, all around the blooming heather.
One more time.
Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to Powell Mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
You did all right.
All right, people. Well, that Irish feel there. John O'Reilly, fantastic again from 11 to 2.
Thank you, guys. That was marvellous.
Here at the North Star Hotel. Well done, John. Thank you. That literally gave us
brilliant.
The feel, didn't it?
It did. It's going to be a great sing-along here later today. So they're just getting warmed up for you, John. So thank you.
Can we go to Lyndall from Valentine, Tanya and Steve? I think we've got some dance tickets to give away.
I think it's Lyndall at Glendale,
maybe? Sorry, Glendale, yes.
Hey, Lyndall, you're going to be in the corporate box with us tonight at the
awesome.
Dolphins V-Nights.
I've been trying all week. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. We will see you there.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I'm really excited. Go Knights.
Yeah, there you go, girl.
And the other one is Michelle at Valentine.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. You're going to be joining us in the corporate box tonight.
That is fantastic, because last time I won them, that would have been a long time ago, and I got the virus, and I had to give them away. So excited that I can go tonight.
So good, mate.
We'll just be rat testing you on the door, but make sure.
Hey, thanks, Michelle.
And trust me, bang on some underarm, will you, darling? It's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a hot one tonight.
It's hot already, isn't it?
It is. Well, that's it for us.
Yes.
Have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Make sure you come to the home of Newcastle's authentic Irish pub, the Northern Star. Have a great day, everyone.
Yep. Thanks for everyone coming down. Big cheers.
Yeah,
say goodbye, everyone.
Happy
St. Pat's Day.
Yeah.
Got to thank our promo team. Thanks, Anthony from Scion, for
all the entertainment
this morning. John O'Reilly, John from the Northern Star, thanks so much for jumping on board. That's the second year in a row we've done it. We'll be back next year.
Yeah. Oh, you make it tradition.
Yeah. We'll be back next year for sure for St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you, Stephen.
Ta-da.
See ya.